ISO project in the Northern Territory is a large regional basin near to Tennant Creek. The work that has commenced this week is a drill program of around 2,000 metres of drilling depth, and we're targeting a sandstone-hosted uranium paleochannels. And this is because back in 2012, we did a geophysics survey in cooperation with the Northern Territory government, which identified the right characteristics and the right geological features to see uranium draining off the basement in the region.
So those aerial surveys, they were in fact co-funded by the Northern Territory government?
Indeed they were.
And how many jobs will be created for the drilling program?
This is a fairly small drill program, so we'll have 10 to 20 people involved on the ground.
And what about the price of uranium, Vanessa? How much has that impacted on your decision to start exploration drilling?
Well, along with our joint venture partner in this, Areva, we both see that the uranium price is starting to turn, and we've had a long period of prolonged low prices. But in the last 6 months in particular, we've started to see a return to the market and a bit of life come back into the uranium price. So this is very early stage exploration, and should we the target prove successful and we find some resources there, then we're well placed to take advantage of a movement upwards in the uranium price that we see coming in the next 5 years.
So you're taking a bit of a punt. If you look at prices, it's true, they are, if you look at over the long term, they are quite stable at the moment. They have improved over the last, or particularly in the first few months of the last year. But it dipped then over the last few months. And in the last month alone, in the context of a $39 per pound price, it dropped a further $3. Are these recent trends of concern to you?
Not particularly. We see the spot price move up and down a lot. It's for early exploration work like this, it's really a long-term play, and the prospectivity of bringing some of those known resources in Australia and discovering new ones is what's really driving this for a much longer term view. So today's volatility in spot price is not really it's not really relevant to the longer term commitment to exploration work on the ground.
And what sort of environmental approvals was Toro Energy required to go through to commence exploration for uranium near Barrow Creek?
Well, we have two types of approvals to get. Of course, we needed a traditional owner agreement to be able to explore in that region, which we've secured. And we also have the mine and exploration plan, which is required by the Northern Territory government through the Mines Department.
And have you gone through, I'm wondering, has Toro gone through environmental approval processes for uranium exploration in other states? And if so, how did they compare to the approval processes required in the Northern Territory?
Yes, we have, through our history, done uranium exploration in both South Australia and Western Australia, and the environmental approval processes that we're required to go through are very similar in all states, in particular in the Northern Territory, where uranium mining has been undertaken for a number of years. The approval process is well established and quite mature.
And what about the safety aspects then? How radioactive is uranium, and how can the surrounding community be assured that if you find some whilst exploring, that it will be handled correctly and that surrounding lands and people won't be contaminated or affected?
Well, firstly, this is a drilling program, and what we're targeting is 200 to 300 metres deep. So we're looking to go down to that depth. The uranium in its natural form, which we're looking for, is actually only mildly radioactive. To put it in context, it's less radioactive than, for example, a CT scan that you might be exposed to in terms of exposure to radioactivity. During our approval process, we have to identify how we're going to handle the samples that we bring to the surface. And, of course, we have to rehabilitate our drilling pads afterwards, which includes disposing of those samples back down the hole in some cases. So in terms of giving the community confidence that the drilling program will be undertaken very safely, firstly, we have to identify exactly how we would handle materials, and in particular, our occupational exposure for our own people. And, of course, we need the government approval to appropriately dispose of those samples back in the ground once we've finished the drilling program.
Just finally, Vanessa, if the uranium mine was established from your exploration, how could the product be used? Who could it be sold to, and how many jobs do you estimate could be created?
The uranium that we might produce would be likely to go to the growing Asian markets in China and India, and the mature ones of Korea and Japan. In those countries where we would have export to, under Australian law, the only purpose that uranium can be used for that is exported is for peaceful purposes, and that's power generation and, in some cases, small medical applications. And that's part of Australia's signatory to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. In terms of the number of jobs created, that's very difficult to tell because it will be very dependent upon what sort of resource we find, how big it is, and how long the mine life might be should we be successful in our drilling.